When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book, with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be joined by Dominic Keenan. Dominic is a VP of sales at ClickBank, has worked with hundreds of vendors and thousands of affiliates. He focuses on supporting ClickBank's vendors and affiliates, as well as growing ClickBank's business. Dominic, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Seth. Really appreciate it.
So let's go back in time a little bit. How did you get started in the industry?
That's a good question. I was a commercial banker before this and had the good fortune of being recruited to ClickBank by a friend of mine who worked here. So he saved me from being stuck in the middle floors of some bank tower in downtown Boise for the rest of my career. I'm eternally thankful. But I started here as an affiliate manager, and it took me about 6 months to get my mind around the industry, and was just, you know, at first it was just a regular job, but I was completely blown away by being able to work that closely with so many entrepreneurs. And it was, you know, it was too much fun. I had to stay. So I'm still here today.
Well, congratulations on that. Obviously, commercial banking to ClickBank is a big switch. So tell us a little bit about what does your day look like now? When someone asks you, what do you do, who is in the industry and gets it, how do you answer that question?
Yeah, get that question a fair bit. So a lot of my time is spent with client interaction. Either vendors or affiliates, primarily vendors, because it's a little bit more complex, but it will be a lot of what's working, what should we test next, help with data when it comes to looking at how something's performing, particularly in split testing, or just giving feedback on products that are coming out and the appeal to affiliates. I mean, that's really, if you're looking at using affiliates, I would say that while every business competes for customers, of course, if you're leveraging affiliates, you're competing for affiliates as well, which by proxy is customers. And so if you're competing for affiliates, it's got to convert well, have an appealing commission rate, all of those things to perform well in the affiliate world.
Now, what are some, let's talk about it from both sides. What are some of the biggest mistakes you see companies making when they're trying to, let's say, recruit affiliates on the ClickBank platform?
Yeah, so initially it starts with a mindset on the vendor side that if you're going to leverage affiliate marketing, affiliates are a distinct channel, and there's no channel that you can get into that is cost-free or time-free. So what we see oftentimes, and a good example of that mindset, is where they put an affiliate link, you know, like affiliates link at the bottom of their sales page and just there's an email opt-in and maybe somebody will get back to you. That's just not going to work. So really what it comes down to is taking the time to invest in this channel. And that includes ensuring that pages that affiliates are sending traffic to are well optimized for affiliate traffic, which is going to be distinct from your internal traffic. And then establishing really good relationships with those affiliates. Oftentimes that requires it to be somebody's job inside the seller's organization. And they're responsible not just for ensuring that everybody's getting paid correctly. If you're using ClickBank, ClickBank takes care of that, but some other platforms, you know, if you're just using tracking software, that's an accounting role. That's not a relationship role. Know who they are, what their traffic sources are, what will work well on their traffic. And then beyond that, on the relationship side, know when their birthday is and what their favorite drink is. Like I'm never one to hesitate to drop a bottle of good bourbon in the mail to somebody. It goes a long ways.
Absolutely. Now, obviously in the ClickBank website, super easy to find offers to promote. Where do you go to find the affiliates that you want to promote for you?
Well, oftentimes if you're working with a network, the network will help with that. So for our team, we have a team of affiliate managers that are constantly looking for offers to recommend to the clients that they work with. So they're looking at things like commission value, but beyond that, conversion rate and the types of traffic that it's converting on. So if an offer is converting on hyper niche email traffic, then that's not broad appeal. But if it's something with broad appeal, like a female keto cookbook offer, for example, that's broad enough that they know they can take that and recommend that to their affiliates who will be able to source traffic for it. So I would say certainly rely on the network. Then beyond that, hire an affiliate manager and rely on them. They'll have contacts coming in. I would certainly leverage those. And then last, this is a little bit overlooked, but the industry events are really valuable. Like traffic and conversion is a phenomenal event. Go to the parties, go to the after parties, meet everybody at the bar. And Seth, if you got time for a really quick story. So a couple of years ago, we were hosting a really famous copywriter in our VIP room at Traffic and Conversion. And this is like a tiny room. There's like 100 people crammed in there, and people kept on trying to sneak in to find or to listen in on his talk. And we were full, including this one guy who's like YouTube influencer with big mic boom and light stands and everything, tries to come in. So I'm tasked with the job of watching the door. And this woman walked in, who's a really successful vendor on ClickBank now, but I hadn't met her at the time, and she didn't have the little VIP tag on the bottom of her badge. And so I asked her to leave, and she's like, "Oh, I'm just sitting in the back of the room and listen." She was like the most polite person that tried to break into our room that day. So just left her alone. And I noticed after the talk was over, she went and networked that entire room, invited her to the ClickBank party afterwards. She networked that entire room. And so I would just say, you know, you may just be having a drink at the party, but that person sitting next to you might be your next big affiliate, or he might know your next big affiliate. The industry does a really good job of collaborating together. So it's certainly worth the investment of your time.
Absolutely. And we could spend more than one episode, I'm sure, swapping TNC event and after party stories. So what are some of the biggest mistakes that you see folks making in that you kind of jump in and help them avoid that problem?
On the seller side or on the affiliate side?
Let's do both. Let's start on the seller side.
Yeah. On the seller side, it really comes down to that mindset of optimizing for affiliate traffic. So a seller oftentimes will have a traffic source that they're good at. That's what they built their business on. So let's say they're really good at YouTube. The type of page that's going to convert well on YouTube traffic versus, say, email traffic that's already fairly warm is going to be different. And you can rely on the bigger affiliates that you're working with or, you know, potentially working with and ask them, you know, what is your audience interested in? And for those bigger guys, I would certainly create customized landers for them and be, you know, be opportunistic with them. Like they know the audience, the traffic that they're going to send you. Might as well take the time to customize the page for them. So that's one of the larger mistakes or kind of the types of things that are overlooked on the vendor side. On the affiliate side, so ClickBank has an affiliate marketplace where all the offers are ranked based on how they perform on affiliate traffic. So you can take a look and say, oh, this offer is top of the marketplace. It's outscoring everybody else. But that particular offer is also highly competitive. That means there's a lot of very big affiliates on it that, in, you know, you might have several people that are sending a couple $100,000 a day in sales to it. So I think the biggest mistake, especially for affiliates that are starting out, is they just go sort by how it's performing and they take that top offer. When in reality, I was just talking to a guy the other day who has a couple niche sites that are in the woodworking space. And there's a great offer on ClickBank called Ted's Plans. It's been around for forever. You can check it out at clickbank.com. Great offer. It's been 12 years and it's done phenomenal. It just won't die. And if he had taken those niche sites and tried to point that traffic towards, you know, like middle-aged female keto cookbook offer, not going to work. So go take a look at what is available in the marketplace and pick an offer that's more targeted to the audience.
That makes a lot of sense. What has surprised you the most? What have you seen? You're like, there's no way that'll work. And then you're like, oh my God, I can't believe they're crushing it.
Another really quick story.
Please.
A couple years ago, I got a call from another phenomenal vendor. This guy's actually been doing business with ClickBank since 1999. It's a business called The Numerologist or numerologist.com. I really encourage everybody, go to numerologist.com. This is by far the best video sales letter you'll ever see in your life. Go through the whole thing. They had what they thought might be quite a bit of fraud traffic coming across. So we monitor for fraud, both on transactions and the affiliate side. And all of a sudden this affiliate just spikes to, I want to say it was $70,000 to $75,000 in sales overnight. They had sent a handful of sales over the past year. So we took a look at it, reached out, and it turns out that this affiliate had been sourcing traffic from somewhere, but it was a low amount of traffic, either niche site or small email list. And somehow one of the actors from the Fast and Furious movies, I want to say his name is like Tyrese Gibson, maybe.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So he had come across this really excellent VSL, this numerologist VSL. And keep in mind, this VSL like customizes to you. So you type in your name and it'll say your name throughout the VSL. So it's different for everybody that does it. And it blew his mind. He's at a hotel with a bunch of buddies. He had them all do it. And then he posted to Instagram twice. Massive amount of traffic because this guy's got several hundred thousand followers. The affiliate was shocked too. But what happened was he had posted the affiliate link. And so, you know, not necessarily a tip on how to get great affiliate traffic, but by way of illustration, a great example of, you know, there is quite a bit of benefit to having a broader reach, which affiliates will get for you.
That is definitely falls under the category of surprising and different example of how that might work. that is incredible. You've helped the company, your affiliates, your sellers all achieve so much success. What's your biggest challenge now?
Oh boy. You know, honestly, Seth, our biggest challenge is that ClickBank is, affiliate marketing in general is complex, and we rely very heavily on, direct relationships with our clients. We want to see them at events. We host events around the world. And so, of course, during the pandemic, that made it very difficult. We're trying to get through this. And one of the ways we're doing that is doing several road shows throughout the course of the year, go into a town, invite our clients, the people that, you know, might be working with us. We're going to be, well, we're shooting this on March the 3rd. We're going to be in Miami on the 5th and then in Toronto in early May. But we want to get back in front of them face to face so we can really understand their business and understand if ClickBank or affiliate marketing is a good fit for them. It's just really hard to do over a Zoom call. And I think everybody's tired of virtual conferences at this point. I think they were tired of them in like April of 2020, let's be real. And so that's our biggest challenge, but we're really looking forward to getting back out there.
I bet your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
It's working with the entrepreneurs. I mean, I've listened to several episodes of your podcast. It's very clear that your audience is highly entrepreneurial. I'll be honest with you. I love working with them, but I don't know that I have the guts to do it myself. I think that's why I have such strong admiration for the people that are in your audience. And it's great to have a front row seat. And then the best part is being able to contribute something to their business where they're like, oh yeah, that split test worked. Thanks so much. It boosted our AOV, you know, X percent. That's by far the best part of the job.
Awesome. For our folks who are watching and listening, want to learn more, where's the best place for them to go to learn more about you?
Yeah. So you can reach me directly on LinkedIn. Just search Dominic Keenan. For ClickBank, check out clickbank.com/podcast. We have, I think it's like a 2-question questionnaire there. It'll get you connected to somebody here if you're interested in affiliate marketing. And I would say too, if you are interested in affiliate marketing, check out a bunch of networks. There are some, especially if you have a niche product, there are some niche networks out there that will do really well for you. And then obviously all of ClickBank's very active on social media, publish a lot of really good content based, thankfully, for the phenomenal marketing team that we have here. So certainly check it out.
Awesome. This has been Seth Green with Dominic Keenan of ClickBank. Dominic, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks everybody for watching or listening. We will talk to you or see you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level, but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.